Chapter 19. "Okay, here we go," McQueen said to himself as he sat idling in the darkness of the trailer. It was the day of the Piston Cup Championship, and McQueen was working hard to find the zone. "Focus," he commanded himself. "Speed. I am speed." Across the country, cars had closed up their shops and headed to the closest television set to watch the race of the century.
"Bob, there's a crowd of nearly 300,000 cars here at the Los Angeles International Speedway," Darrell said as he and Bob sat in the announcer's booth. "Tickets to this race are hotter than a black leather seat on a hot summer day."
Chick was feeling smug as he basked in the limelight. He was surrounded by press and photographers, soaking up all the attention.
"Come on, Chick, let's see the cloud," begged the reporters. "Flash that thunder, baby."
"Oh, yeah, you want to know the forecast?" Chick bragged. "I'll give you the forecast. 100% chance of thunder. Ka-checka, ka-checka, say it with me."
Meanwhile, McQueen stayed in his trailer, ignoring the chaos outside. He revved his engine. "Victory," he muttered quietly as he pictured himself flying down the track ahead of Chick and the King. "One winner, two losers. Speed, speed, speed." McQueen remembered the drive with Sally and the view of Radiator Springs from the spot near the wheel well. "Gosh, that was gorgeous," McQueen thought. He smiled a little, picturing the townsfolk. "I never even said goodbye to Mater," he thought regretfully.
"Hey, Lightning," Mac called as he banged on the trailer door. "You ready?"
McQueen's eyes snapped open. "What am I doing?" he thought. "I don't have time to daydream. I have a race to win."
Yeah, he said, giving himself a good shake. "I'm ready."
He rolled out of his trailer and faced the enormous crowd of fans. They let out a deafening cheer, and McQueen squinted as 1,000 cameras flashed in his face.
"Thanks for being my pit crew today," McQueen said to Mac, who was parked beside a big gas can.
"Least I could do," Mac replied.